Thanks for listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk station. Now, coming to you live from the banks of the Willamette River, it's Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman.
You've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value.
Online at 620kpoj.com and on the air at AM 620 KPOJ.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Welcome to Mad as Hell in America. I'm your host, Adam Klugman. The date is Saturday, December 10th, and it is 3:06 p.m. here in Portland, Oregon, where the word of the day, once again, is brr. Man, it's cold out there. Wow. And it's nice when it's sunny and cold, but all of a sudden it went from sunny and cold to very gray and very cold. So the word of the day is brr. And I have an interesting monologue for you, so stay with me. But first, let's do just a little bit of business. I do love getting your emails. Send me an email at adam@madashellinamerica.com. I promise to return the email, so send me your emails at adam@madashellinamerica.com. You can join us on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and type in Mad as Hell in America. It all works. It's all kind of seamlessly woven together here. We also have a phone number. If you're just mad as hell about something and you want to just vent, call 1-855-MAD-AS-HELL. That's it. 1-855-MAD-AS-HELL. You can also check out our website at madashellinamerica.com. Become a subscriber, support Progressive Radio. Keep us on the air because we love being here. It's very exciting, and I want to give you one little announcement. The Occupy Portland wants to say thank you and give back to the larger Portland community for its support during the occupation, and so they're doing a food drive, which all of the food proceeds will go to the Oregon Food Bank. It's starting Wednesday, December 14th through Wednesday, December 21st. There are two locations that I'm aware of. There's going to be a third. It's going to be announced. The first location is 8716 Lombard Street. That's 8716 Lombard Street in Portland, Oregon, at Anna Bananas, and then at Trilibrium, 2100 Northeast Broadway, Suite 205. That's care of Brian Seltzer, who is an accountant and a local Occupy Portland supporter. So get involved with the food drive, Occupy Portland, wanting to give back. Okay, so what was everybody talking about this week? This amazing speech that the president gave in Kansas. You know, he started by saying that this was a make-or-break moment for the middle class. He talked about income inequality and how it's not only bad for the economy, but also bad for our democracy. He invoked Teddy Roosevelt and reminded us that we've been here before, 100 years ago, in a completely unregulated era when robber barons, banksters, industrialists, and uber capitalists sound familiar. This is when they decimated workers, exploited children, thank you Newt Gingrich, destroyed the environment, and extracted the wealth of this nation to feed their own insatiable appetite for profit. All at the expense of, well, for lack of a better term, the other 99% of us, right? Now, I guess it was a good speech, but not great for me, okay? Maybe it's not popular. I didn't like it all that much. I thought it was soft. I thought it was obvious. And full of the kind of rhetoric we've heard from this president before. You remember in 2008 when he was campaigning?
It's been a long time coming. But tonight, because of what we did on this day, in this election, at this defining moment, change has come to America.
Not so much. You know, because I've heard him make these kinds of speeches before, and so have you, about hope and change and preserving the middle class and holding Wall Street accountable, only to end up appointing more Wall Streeters in his cabinet than anyone in the last 20 years. He also extended the Bush tax cuts and made bad faith deals with the health insurance industry. He promised to close Guantanamo and restore habeas corpus, but he ended up extending policies of torture and assassination and imprisoning Americans like Bradley Manning without due process. And I could go on and on. And I know there's a list of accomplishments out there, and I know it could be a whole lot worse if we had a Republican president. And all I have to say about all of that is, I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. Because aside from the fact that this man is only at his best when he is campaigning, and to make no mistake, he is campaigning, which means that he will say what he thinks we will get him reelected, I just think it was a pretty mediocre speech, even by his own standards. And what it highlights for me is how desperate we are that we will grab any cracker of populist rhetoric and gobble it down like a last meal just because we are so starved for the truth. So I'm going to try something. I am going to deliver the speech that I wish he would have given. And I'm not doing this because I want to show off, but to show that I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is, because I am not an Obama basher. I want him to be the guy that he tells me he is. I am an Obama mistruster. And I am no longer impressed with his oratory because I haven't seen him back it up with a stiff spine or a set of policies that makes me believe he means it. So if he wants my support, he needs to crank it up. I mean, way up. And not tell me what I want to hear, not what is fashionable, but what will truly set this country on the path to economic equality, social justice, and environmental sustainability. So, at the risk of being utterly consumed by my own self-importance, here goes. I'm the president now. My fellow Americans, I am here in Kansas to deliver an urgent message. You are under attack. Young and old, middle class and lower class, sick and well, working and unemployed, educated and uneducated, you must understand this and understand it now. Our republic has been breached. Our economic system has been deliberately and systematically compromised, and our democracy has been rigged to keep those who love power in power. Our environment stands on the brink of unprecedented global disaster while madmen continue to tug at the Earth's core for oil and the myth of clean coal and fracking for natural gas that is decimating our fresh water supply and destroying our home in total. Bankers, war profiteers, and multinational energy conglomerates not only run our country, but our world. They have seized control of our political system, all of its resources, and now use its power against us. They strong-arm our elected officials, use propaganda to distract us from the truth we need to make sense of our world, and hold our people in such utter contempt that they steal from us in broad daylight. They have dismantled our factories, discarded our workers, stockpiled our wealth overseas, extracted nearly all of our cash in debt schemes that amount to little more than loan sharking, and then break the kneecaps of our unions when they have the audacity to demand a decent job and a fair wage. The point is, there is no longer any difference between the United States government and the economic interests that control it. Criminals not only write our laws, but now administer them. And our military has become their escort, used to decimate other countries in the good name of our people and our country, while transferring wealth to all those who make money from war and violence and hatred. I know it's not a pretty picture, but it's the truth. And that's why I am up here telling you all of this, because you need the truth. You deserve the truth. And somewhere you already know this is the truth. And sure, I could get up here and conjure a bunch of cozy little aphorisms about fairness and democracy and jobs and middle class values, but I wouldn't really be helping you. Because you need the truth. We need the truth. If we have any hope at all of realizing the kind of change and hope I promised when I asked for your support in 2008. And I know I did not deliver on that, and I am sorry, but there's a good reason for it. And the reason is, I'm scared too. Yep, just like you. And maybe that's the good news, because that's why we need each other. That's why we have to stick together. You see, I wasn't lying to you when I promised hope and change. It was a wish I made, a wish we made together. And I didn't hold up my end of the bargain. No, I didn't. And if I'm really honest with myself and with you, I didn't even try that hard. I mean, I worked hard. You saw me working hard. I just didn't take a stand for the values you sent me here to uphold. So I'm going to make you a promise right here and right now. I'm going to change the system. And I'm going to restore the dignity of this country and of our people and bring justice back to America if it kills me. And folks, it just might. But this is a time for heroes. And that means you too. We are all the heroes of this generation, taking a stand to save the world for the next generation to come. So that's why I am announcing right here and right now, not if I'm reelected, but right now, that every single person in my cabinet who has ever held a lobbying position or worked for Wall Street making more than $1 million a year is fired as of this moment. So my fellow citizens, if you're smart, if you're honest, if you're out of work and you want to help me figure this mess out, a whole bunch of jobs just opened up at the White House. I'm also announcing my intention to sign an executive order stating that health care is a fundamental human right and that any person or company not providing health services to every American, regardless of their ability to pay, is in violation of the General Welfare Clause of the United States Constitution. In addition, I am ordering a proclamation that money does not equal speech and that corporations are not people. I am encouraging members of both the House and the Senate to draft legislation to that effect, and when it hits my desk, you can bet I will sign it. It is also my intent to remove the cap on Social Security so that those who are blessed with prosperity in our system will help pay for those less fortunate than themselves. Problem solved. Debate closed. If you can't deal with that, John Boehner, kiss my butt, because it's the right thing to do and you know it. I'm also going to regulate Wall Street much more tightly, starting with reinstating Glass-Steagall and finishing with a 0.25% transaction tax on every Wall Street trade. That should generate $1 trillion in the next 10 years and get us off to a good start paying down the national debt these jokers helped us ring up with their derivative swaps and their short sales. And lastly, I'm going to close the over 1,000 military bases we have stationed all over the world, and we are going to bring those people home where they belong. And when they get here, there's going to be plenty of good jobs for them, because this country is going to cut its military spending in half over 5 years and take all of that money and put people to work rebuilding the infrastructure of this country. This will include a cross-country high-speed rail system like they have in every other advanced country in the world, and an alternative energy infrastructure that will one day put the oil, coal, and natural gas bastards out of business. Now, there's lots of other stuff to do, like investigate the Fed, create publicly funded elections, and find a way to shut Grover Norquist up. But I think that's enough for now. Because this is our country, and we get to have it in a way that works for all of us, not just a few of us. And I know I've been wimping out on you guys, but no more. I'm not going to wait until I'm reelected or play any stupid games like that. I'm going to start right now, right here. But here's the thing. I'm going to need your help. Don't go away like you did after 2008 and pretend like everything's okay. Occupy this country until you own it again. Call these people out every day and tell them you're mad as hell and you're not going to take it anymore. Stay creative. Stay imaginative. Stay human. Stay strong. And together we will change the course of history by announcing a new day on this planet. A day when self-interest yields to the common good. When profit yields to shared prosperity, when cruelty yields to compassion, when militarism yields to peace, when nationalism yields to the common global purpose, and when one single human life means more than all the money in the world. This will surely be a day when the meek inherit the earth, but it won't be because some invisible God handed it over to them. It will be because we were willing to risk our lives in great numbers to reclaim it. And so I start with mine and say to the wicked and the powerful who would exploit the people and resources of this country for their own personal gain, let the battle begin. We're ready for you. Our time has come. Our moment in history has arrived, and there is no power on earth that can stop us. So that's my speech that I would like to hear from my president. Now, you might say that I'm living in a fantasy world, that a president can't deliver a speech like that, but I say anything else is a fantasy. Because one thing is for certain, half measures have availed us nothing. And so we have a choice. Take a bold and vocal stand for an entirely different kind of world right now, or remain prisoners of our own cynicism, doomed to pound the beat of a battered humanity, living out our last days in denial of the horrors to come. So I just made my choice. How about you? You're listening to Mad as Hell in America. I'm Adam Klugman. We'll be right back.